Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Mr. Gadgets, and I thought I'd get on Audio Boo. It's been a long time since I did an Audio Boo. Boy, that daily thing in September or August really got me. In September, had hardly anything. So now it's October, and I had an interesting thing that I heard this morning on Ken Ray's excellent Mac OS Ken show. And since Ken doesn't have a voicemail line, I'm recording this so everybody can hear it. And I'll send him the link in case he's interested in it. I thought it was very interesting. He reported, and he was the first place I heard it, so that's why I'm attributing all this to him. Of course, it's, you know, well-known news out there. There was a case over in the UK where Apple had claimed that the Samsung Galaxy Tab was too similar to the iPad and that it was infringing on their rights and their ability to sell as many iPads as they could because it looked too similar, right? It was, you know, a patent case, but also people would confuse it with an iPad. And the judge has adjudicated this case and decided that no, indeed, this is not the case. And in fact, Apple has to run ads. And I don't know whether they're television ads or print ads, exactly what, but essentially it's, now Apple, you were bad for bringing this case, and so now you have to apologize to everyone. Now, this has to do with various and sundry laws that are in the UK that do not apply here in the United States of America. The whole aspect of how things work legally for libel and slander and things like that are much different in the UK than they are here. And so this would never occur, I don't think, in any way, shape, or form in the U.S. anyway. And it's a peculiarity of the way that ads are set up on television in the U.K. that even if there was a television ad in regards to this, Apple could never do what immediately leapt to my mind, because on the television channels that do have advertising, of course, a lot of the television channels do not in the UK, but of the ones that do have advertising, it's very limited what you can say about your competition. And so they would never be able to go in and use this opportunity in the way that I thought. But immediately what kept to mind, because this judge actually in his verdict said that, well, no one would actually mistake a Samsung Galaxy Tab for an Apple device because it wasn't cool enough. And I could just see Apple running with this and doing a typical Apple ad that, like, you know, featured quotations from the judge, or like political ads in the U.S. If this ever happened in the U.S., you know, the ad would be featuring the fact that the judge has said, well, no, we were wrong. Samsung doesn't infringe on our, you know, rights because they're not cool enough. And picturing people who thought that they were so cool and then being crestfallen when they realized that what they got wasn't an iPad. You could just tell how somebody, I wonder if they have to actually run the ads by the people on the other side to make sure that they like the way that they're apologizing or something like that. Anyway, it's a little bit left on this time for the Audio Boo. I got reminded about ads in the UK a couple of years ago. I wasn't in the UK, but I was watching a sporting event that was actually a U.S. college game, but it wasn't being actually televised in the location I was in. And my daughter and son-in-law and I wanted to watch the college game that where they went to school for undergraduate. And so we were watching it, and it happened to be that we were streaming it over a UK television channel. And the UK television channel was then playing commercials in local commercial time. And I remember one commercial that was a whole bunch of people shutting doors on cars, and some of them sounded real tinny, and some of them sounded like they were practically ready to fall off, and then some of them sounded good and substantial, and then they'd always flip the VW logo on and make sure that you knew that it was a VW, and finally at the end, it's these people with the salesman, and he shuts the door on this car, and he says, "You see, just like a Golf," he says, because you can't directly, you know, compete against your competitor. You can only mention them in passing like that. Anyway,